Oh, my sweet secret keeper girl. I hope you enjoyed your challenge today of getting into your mom's heart to talk about relationships with boys. What are they supposed to look like? It's a far cry from what this world throws your way. You know, someone who's really stood against the crowd is Barlow Girl. I'm so proud of these three girls. You made a really uncommon decision about how you would approach guy relationships. What was that decision and how did you come about it?
Well, it definitely wasn't, something that we just were like, hey, let's just not do the whole recreational dating scene. I mean, we wanted to date. We were excited to date. I mean, I remember.
I was so excited.
Lauren was like obsessed with getting a boyfriend at a very young age. I remember because
she was like five.
Because the dating age.
Yeah, like I was five. I was like, I'm going to get married when I'm 12.
Like,
I mean,
Lauren
was
just that girl that couldn't wait to have a boyfriend. And I remember the dating age in our house was 16 years old. That's when we were allowed to have a boyfriend. And, leading up to that, before any of us turned 16, Mom and Dad, once again, were very, very honest with us. And they came to each of us at different times and shared their stories with us and shared the reality of what dating a lot of people does to a marriage. You know, and as a kid, you don't always want to think about that. You're like, I don't really care. I don't want to think long term. I just want a boyfriend now. But they really stepped in and said, could we challenge your thinking in this area? Could we say, we don't know how else it would be done? Because they didn't know, you know, hey, let's just not date. They didn't know any other way. They just said, you know, looking back at what that brought into our marriage just wasn't good. And we didn't enjoy giving our heart away to a bunch of other people. We could have waited for each other. And we really felt God just speak to our hearts and say, girls, would you be willing to not jump around while all your friends are having boyfriends? Would you be willing to just stay still and fall in love with me? You can have a lot of guy friends, get to know guys as friends, but don't do this whole one-on-one. We call it the recreational dating scene. We call it, you know, it's really like a sport now, you know? And so we really felt God just ask us to put that aside. And we have, you know, made great friendships with guys, and that's how,
group,
you know,
friendships.
Yeah, you hang out in groups.
So what? I'm not your average girl. I don't meet the standards of this world.
With dating relationships, you sort of start getting your definition by who you're dating and who you're with and what they think of you. And if they're popular, then you feel better about yourself and all that stuff. And so really, God was challenging us. Don't get your definition from other people. Find your definition in me. And so that was a big thing that God had us do, is get our foundation in God.
So it was a relief. It's totally okay not to be boy crazy.
Yes, yeah. That is okay.
Totally.
All right. We are going to create the Barlow Girl top 10 list of things to do instead of being boy crazy.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, okay.
We've got it.
Okay.
Okay.
One.
Bake.
Two.
Go bowling with your friends. That is so much fun.
Three.
Go hiking. There's this place by our house where we go hiking that is super fun.
Okay. And you don't have to wear makeup. It's awesome.
Four.
Go to the mall. Oh. Buy clothes.
Five.
Go to a drive-in theater.
Yes.
Totally. And, like, have a truck or something and have all your girlfriends just, like, blankets all in the truck and have popcorn.
Yes.
So much fun.
Six.
Ice cream.
Yes.
Seven.
Old-fashioned movies.
Yes.
Gary Cooper. Like, you just
Jimmy Stewart.
It.
Eight. Have a girl date night.
We
do girl date. Actually, we call them dateless nights.
Yes.
With our girlfriends.
Nine.
Corn mazes.
Yes, corn maze.
Corn maze is so much fun.
You have to go to corn maze. Trying to find something crazy.
Bring a video camera to the corn maze.
Yes.
It's the most fun
and
thing ever.
And drum roll, please. Number 10.
Oh. Go to the spa, get your nails done.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, Secret Keeper Girl, I hope you've loved your time with Barlow Girl as much as I have. If you want to check out their website, you can go to secretkeepergirl.com and we will link you right to it. Keep living the life and looking at great examples like these three fabulous women.